The next patient is Kenneth Grove. The last name is G-R-O-V-E. First name, Kenneth. K-E-N-N-E-T-H. This is the clinical case of a 63-year-old white man that is referred to the practice by Dr. Cordova. C-O-R-D-O-B, like in boy A. For management and evaluation of the CKD-3B period. The patient has a remote history of hepatitis C that led him to liver cirrhosis. The patient was treated for the hepatitis C and then received a liver transplant on December the 24th of 2006 at the Mayo Clinic in Jacksonville, Florida. Period. The patient has been immunosuppressed with the administration of Prograf, 4 milligrams in the morning and 4 milligrams in the afternoon. Period. The patient was followed by another nephrologist, but unfortunately, due to the changes in insurance company, the follow-up couldn't be performed by the original surgeon, original nephrologist, and the patient has been transferred to this office for follow-up, period. There is evidence of a CKD stage 3B with a mild proteinuria that has been present for about 2 years. The patient has a hypertension that has been treated with the administration of amlodipine, 10 milligrams POBID, and labetalol, 600 milligrams POBID. The patient has been claiming hypotension, especially during the day. He decided to stop the use of the amlodipine several days ago, and still the patient has hypotension, especially with activity. My recommendation is, in that regard, scratch my recommendations, period. At the present time, we have a laboratory workup that is consistent with the creatinine of 2.2 with a estimated GFR of 31. There is no alteration in the liver function test. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The patient has a proteinuria. That has been documented in the past, that is in the range of 2 to 300 milligrams per gram of creatinine and microalbumin creatinine ratio that is around 100, period. Number two, the arterial hypertension has been present. However, changes in the blood pressure medication has to be have to be done. We are going to stop the use of the amlodipine, and we are going to recommend 300 milligrams of labetalol if the systolic blood pressure is between 120 and 150. And above 150, 600 milligrams is going to be taken every 12 hours. We are going to do the quantification of the protein. Following number, the patient has a hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, BPH that is treated with the administration of Cialis 5 milligrams every day. The PSH is within normal range. Following number, the thyroid profile is within normal limits. following number liver transplant that has been functioning well without any evidence of rejection, period. I have to point out that the CKD3B is most likely associated to the administration of Prograf, period. Thanks a lot for your kind referral. We are going to follow the patient in 8 weeks. All the instructions were written to the patient. We established a dry weight of 195 pounds, and we are going to ask the patient to get a blood pressure log in order for us to make the necessary adjustments. I invested 25 minutes reviewing the lab and the referral, in the face-to-face 25 minutes, and in the documentation 10 minutes.